How's it going? Hope we're all enjoying this wonderful Wednesday. Man, the NBA is starting to put themselves in the forefront of the news, aren't they? Not the most insane thing in the world happening today, and probably not the most talked about thing, but there is a story out of the NBA that we absolutely need to talk about today, having to do with Jonte Porter. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, I talked about Jonte Porter a little bit in the past. He was under investigation from the NBA for possibly influencing games for gambling purposes. Yes, that is kind of what has been thrown around there recently. And the NBA actually released a statement about that today. So we are going to talk about that. It is a big story. And man, it's not the most incredible player in the world. It's not the most popular player in the world, but it is a big story in the grand scheme of things when it comes to sports and sports gambling and what crosses the line and what doesn't. So we'll make sure to talk about that. Boy, the NHL had a incredible night last night. That's how I'll put it. A lot of important games being played. Lots of drama all the way down to the final minutes of games that could determine whether or not you do or don't go to the playoffs. And there was a little bit of shuffling in the standings as well. So we're going to make sure we touch on the NHL today. They have, they have a lot of momentum with them right now. Their season ratings have been tremendously higher, and it was a bigger jump than what the NBA had. We talked about how they set a record for attendance and their viewership on TV. Their ratings went up 0.6%. throughout the year. So that's pretty good. The NHL went up 1.2%, and they also set a league high in attendance. So two sports that really their playoff is after football and it's after March Madness when they can really be the center of attention. The problem is going into this, they'll be dueling against each other for our attention. And we'll see who comes out on top, I guess. Also, today we are finally going to get into Talladega, talk about what's coming up this weekend with NASCAR, any news stories that go along with it, as well as who might come out the other end victorious. I have no idea. I don't think that you can ever predict a Talladega winner. Kind of like March Madness. You know, you can't figure it out. Anyway, 844-STUDIO-4 is our phone number. We'll have anybody who calls in on the air with us here. We'll take any call. Also, by the way, there was an article in ESPN that was released early this morning about Bill Belichick and how he did not land a job this season. The Carolina Panthers were mentioned in that, and I want to read a little bit of an excerpt from that later on in the show. So we will have a little Carolina Panthers news. We are a week and a day away from the NFL draft. I don't know if it's going to really be that exciting because all the Panthers have are their later round picks, but as far as importance to the team, yeah, those late round picks are important. We see successful teams hit on their late round picks. Look at any metric. That's what happens. Look at the 49ers. They hit on the last pick of the draft. And they're going to end up paying that guy millions of dollars because he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And I don't care what anybody says. Brock Purdy is good. Yes, he has a good team around him. We're not going to talk about that today. What we are going to talk about is high school baseball, and I'm a little disappointed. I am. The schools in the area have been struggling, and that struggle continued. There's really only one team in the area at this point that I think is going to make any kind of noise in the playoffs. By that, I mean maybe win a game or two, and that would be South Iredell. They played Mooresville last night and they demolished them 13-3. So that gives them a nice 2-game winning streak. 11-7 overall on the year now. They are the only team in the area of the five major schools that we've been talking about. I know there's, we got Huff High School, North Lincoln, Lincoln Charter. There's Pine Lake, plenty of schools around. We talk about our main five here. We got Lake Norman and Mooresville, Statesville, and all the directional Iredell schools. Those are the main five that we chat about. Of those main five schools, only one of them has a winning record in baseball this year. And that would be South Iredell. It's a mess. It is. It is a mess. And I'm not sure if we're ever going to see, or any other teams in the playoffs. Lake Norman, maybe. But last night, they lost. Falling to Hickory Ridge, and I told you it was going to be a tough game for them. This is one of the rare times where Lake Norman actually got beat pretty bad. They lost 9-3 in this one. That drops their record now to 10-10, 500 on the year, and it gets their losing streak to a nice 6 games. That's a streaky team right there. That is the definition of a streaky team. 1-4 to start the season. Then they won 10 in a row to get the record to 10-4. And now they've lost 6 in a row and they're back where they started at the beginning of the year at 500. There's no way to play. It isn't, because you don't know when the team's going to be good and when the team's going to be bad. Now, according to Max Preps, they're still the 114th ranked team in the state of North Carolina. I don't know, man. I know I've said that the games that they're losing by small margins, but they're still losses. And I don't know. It's just, it's tough when you lose games like that. You have so many games in this streak here. 3-2 loss, 5-4 loss, 8-5. That's a 3-1 run loss. So many games where one or two things change and they get the win, and then you get blown out 9-3. It's just, it's tough on the morale. That's for sure. Mooresville High School, they lost 13-3. I told you about that to South Iredell. They're going to play South Iredell again next. That game is going to be on Friday. I don't think Mooresville season's going anywhere. They're 4-17. Statesville High School, man, they lost again. This time they lost even worse. I don't know how these scores get so bad, but in 5 innings, Statesville High School lost 19-4 on 10 hits. 10 hits, 5 errors for Statesville. It's been a rough year. Been a very rough year. We're coming up on a commercial break. We'll wrap up high school baseball, and then we're going to move right along into the NBA. Play-in games last night, more play-in games today, and a massive news story breaking as of today. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Scoreboard. We're back after this.
This guy knows his sports, right? There's more of The Scoreboard with Joe Berg on the way on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Now more of The Scoreboard with Joe Berg on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Everyone, welcome back here on The Scoreboard. 844 Studio 4 is the phone number. Call me up, we can chat. I don't mind. I'll answer the phone, I promise. I promise. Well, that's if I see a ring. I run my own show here. Nobody else is answering the phone. It's me that answers the phone. So sometimes I get so into it, I don't know. Maybe the phone does ring and I just don't notice it. Who knows? 844 Studio 4, that is the number. If you want to be a part of the show, we're going to chat a little bit more about high school baseball. Then we're going to get into this NBA story. Woo, boy. Do not bet on the sport that you play in. I think that's going to be the moral of this story. So we've been talking about the teams in the area when it comes to their baseball season. Nobody's really doing that good. South Iredell, the only team with a winning record at 11-7. We have Wes Iredell, who is still trying to get on the other side of 500. They increased their record on 2-game winning streak here. They are now 6-9 on the year, and there is time to get to 11 wins if they win out. I would think that would put them in a pretty good spot to maybe sneak their way into the playoffs, but they got to keep winning. They won last night against Statesville High School, which, as I've been telling you, that one's pretty much a gimme. I don't want to offend anybody, but Statesville, man, come on. I don't know what's wrong with that team. They just can't seem to win. Next up for West Iredell is Ford High School at 7 o'clock. That's coming up this Friday. Good chance for them to continue their win streak and get back into the playoff race. Because they were, in the middle of the season, they were not a team that I was thinking was going to be out of it at this time. Because they were still hovering around 500, winning a few here, losing a few here. But then they did go on that 5-game losing streak, which kind of set them back a little bit. But now they're starting to recover, and maybe they get a little bit hot here before we get into the playoff season. You really never know. You just got to win the games that are in front of you and let the chips fall the way that they're going to fall. For North Iredell, the other directional school we've yet to talk about, they dropped their game last night to Hickory High School. That is loss number 3 in a row for North Iredell, putting their record at 5-8. They were another team. They were right at 500, and now they're in this little losing streak, and they're losing touch with the rest of the state. It's going to be tough for these teams to make the playoffs, and who knows? Maybe we'll only have one of those schools in the playoffs. I know Huff High School's had a good year this year. I know we got other schools in the area that are doing good in baseball, but those five that we talk about every single day, it's been a really rough, rough season. But that's how it shakes out right now in high school baseball. We'll continue our high school talk a little bit more tomorrow. Going to get back into the lacrosse world, see what's going on over there. Because, man, if you remember, every time we talk about lacrosse, it seems like there's another team within, I don't know, within what, 30, 40 miles of here that's right there in the top 10 in the state and top 50 nationally. Yeah, it seems like every single time we talk about lacrosse, there's more teams that are showing their true colors. And those colors are really good. There's a lot of good lacrosse teams in the area. So last night, we had NBA action. The play-in games, the play-in tournament, whatever you want to call it. It's not part of the playoffs, whatever you call it. The Lakers beat the Pelicans. Now, they were up 18 at some point, and for some reason, this became a game. But, you know, good on the Lakers, I guess, for staying with it and getting the win. So the Lakers advance to the actual playoffs. Remember, we don't call the play-in games the playoff, and we got to have a discussion about this play-in. And the more I think about it, the more it angers me, and it makes me just wonder what the NBA is trying to do. When you play 82 games and only a third of the league doesn't make the playoffs, what is the point of the regular season? The importance of the NBA regular season is probably the lowest of the four major sports. Like, who the players have openly stated over the past few years, yeah, we're just waiting for the playoffs to start. Just look at the Lakers. They're the eighth seed right now in the West. They win their play-in game. Now they're going to get to play the Nuggets. I don't know if they're going to beat the Nuggets, but if they do, they're just going to waltz through the playoffs and probably go for an NBA championship again because they got good players. They do have good players. And they rest during the regular season. They save their energy and save their bodies. And that's where all this load management conversation comes from. And then you just win a play-in game and look, there you go. Go to the playoffs. You didn't do good in the regular season. You were in the bottom half in the Western Conference. But go ahead. Go play for a championship. It's okay. All these leagues should rethink their playoffs. They should. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Baseball, with the wild card being a one game and done. You play 162 games. None of them are against a team, and then you move on to the next team. Every single game is part of a series, right? You play a two-game set versus this team, a three-game set versus the next team, a four-game set against the next team. You never play one team on one day and then another team on another day. It doesn't happen in baseball. But in the wild card, to go to the playoffs, yeah, it's a one-game elimination. One game can end your season. And I know the argument against that is, well, maybe you should just win in the regular season. I agree. Which is what we're going to talk about in the NHL, because there's been a lot of social media talk about what took place last night. But tonight for the NBA, we're going to look and see what we have going on. We got the Miami Heat taking on the Philadelphia 76ers, and then the Atlanta Hawks taking on the Chicago Bulls. The winner of Heat Sixers moves on to the playoffs. The loser of Heat Sixers goes to play the winner of Atlanta and Chicago to see who gets the 8 seed in the playoffs. See how weird this is? I know you're confused listening, because I feel like I know I'm explaining it correctly, but I just, when I say it out loud, it's like, man, this is such a gimmick. It is. And, you know, if you disagree with that, I'd love to hear it. 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464. Do you think the play-in tournament's good for the NBA? I don't. Everybody makes it. It's basically participation to make the playoffs now. Five teams in each conference don't get a chance to go to the playoffs. That's it. All right, I'm going to stop yelling about that. So the Lakers beat the Pelicans 110-106. The big story out of that, Zion Williamson. Does everybody remember Zion Williamson? Yeah, he was that massive prospect who went to Duke, one and done, drafted by the New Orleans Pelicans, and we never really heard from him again. Well, we did. Controversy and injury and not good press. A lot of it having to do with his personal life. Last night, the story around him had to do with nothing but basketball, as he put up 40 points in the play-in game, doing everything he can to get his team into the playoffs. Unfortunately, late in that game, Zion got injured. And a couple of hours ago, it was reported Zion Williamson will be inactive for Friday's last chance to make the playoffs game. Which, saying that again, I can't not laugh at the NBA. I can't. It's just, it's funny. Anyway, Heat Sixers, Hawks, Bulls tonight in the NBA. That's not the biggest story of the day in the NBA, though. I got a press release here from the NBA Communications Department, and here it is. Jonte Porter banned from the NBA for violating the league's gambling rules. I'm going to read a little bit of this. The NBA announced today that Jonte Porter, a two-way player who recently was under contract with the Toronto Raptors, has been banned from the NBA. A league investigation found that Porter violated league rules by disclosing confidential information to sports bettors, limiting his own participation in one or more games for betting purposes, and for betting on NBA games. Here's what the league found. March 20th, the Raptors played a game, and Porter disclosed confidential information about his own health status to an individual he knew to be an NBA bettor. Another individual with whom Porter associated and knew to be an NBA bettor subsequently placed an $80,000 parlay prop bet with an online sportsbook to win $1.1 million. Wagering that Porter would underperform in the March 20th game. Okay, let's unpack the first part. Jonte Porter is a two-way player who recently signed a contract. Two-way means he's in the G League as well. Who recently went to the Raptors. And all of a sudden, some random guy places an $80,000 parlay bet on how many minutes he's going to play? Did they think this through? Because any good sports book is going to put a red flag on that and say, why did we just get a random $80,000 bet for this guy who just got to the league? What did you think you were going to get away with that? We'll talk about what happened on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. This is a great story. We'll be back right after this.
Keep it right here. We'll have more of the Scoreboard with Joe Berg in just a moment from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Talk sports with Joe Berg. Call 844 Studio 4. It's the Scoreboard on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
We are here. You're listening to the Scoreboard. 844 Studio 4 is the phone number. We can chat. We were talking about this NBA story with Jonte Porter. Betting on NBA games, changing how long he's going to play in a game for a bet. We're going to continue talking about that story in a minute, but right now I do have a caller into the studio. We're going to go ahead and take that. Caller, you're on the air. I know who you are. Hope, how are you?
Okay, I'm having a pretty nice day and enjoying the weather. And when I was a kid, this would be like, okay, we're going to start calling our friends and set up that baseball game this evening in the nice weather, or just even playing, you know, any kind of basketball game when we were kids before all this was going on with betting and digital and all this stuff. I just want to remind everybody that sports is a free, loving thing as well as this, you know, synchronized whatever that's going on that's emerging, which is okay too, but let's not forget the roots of sports, and that was just to celebrate the body, see what your abilities were, and I know that you rocked beforehand before it got so involved. I guess that's my point. Everybody go play some sports for free and enjoy your neighborhood.
I think the point you're trying to make is let's all go out and have some fun.
Yep. Yeah, free sports, man.
Hope, what sports did you play when you were growing up?
Well, younger, because you know, I had brothers. So just even the simple, because we lived in condos, we just play pickle, you know, when you had to run back and forth between the person and not get tagged. And we played even red light, green light. But my sport was volleyball, even though I did team sports in high school. But yeah, I would say, well, and skateboarding. I was in a beach town, you know, skateboarding, surfing. But it's just the stuff that's out there that's free to do. Don't forget for your own body. Don't get too caught up in watching sports. Get caught up in doing sports just as much and keep it safe and free.
Yeah,
you know,
everybody's got to find a spot to go play some a sport, whether it's baseball, whether it's basketball. I personally participate in a local street hockey league, so I'm always out there playing a sport and just having fun. You know, it's not serious; it's just fun.
Yeah, and it's kind of a place just leave your ego at the door, like Michael said, and just have a good time, and just know that you're all building each other's spirits, not trying to tear them down.
Absolutely.
That's what we have to get to in America.
I completely agree.
Anyhow, well, listen, thanks for your time. Somebody, and maybe we can keep talking and figure out a way that we know that we can meet for, you know, each week a different sport, just to see what it feels like to play it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hope. Well, thank you as always for calling in, and you have a great rest of your day. All right.
Thank you. You too, everybody. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye, Hope. Thank you so much for calling in. Anybody else that wants to call in, 844 Studio 4. That's 844-788-3464. Get out there and have some fun, man. Sports are fun. It's a nice distraction from the craziness of the world. At least, that's what they tell us. This is a good distraction from the craziness of the world. It's how not smart. I don't want to name call, but how... I think not smart is going to be the word we go with, that Jonte Porter is NBA player for the Raptors up in Toronto. All right, real quick recap of the story. Jonte Porter, it was announced today, suspended indefinitely. He was banned from the NBA for violating the league's gambling policy. He let somebody know how much time he was going to play because of an injury, and that person put a $80,000 parlay on a prop bet for Jontay Porter that would win $1.1 million. The sports book put a flag on that because who in their right mind is putting $80,000 on a Jontay Porter prop bet parlay? Nobody. The NBA investigated. They found that plus a little bit more. And now Jontay Porter banned from the NBA. I mean, this is just... This is the problem. The story itself, the player itself is not the big news here. The story is the big news. We just had a player in a national sport banned from the league for betting. And there was all this concern for years and years. No, we don't want to be associated with gambling. No, we don't want to be associated with gambling. And then all of a sudden, all these leagues saw how much money they could make. And now every team has the official sports book of this team, the official sports book of this team. And this is where it becomes a problem. You're promoting it, you're legalizing it, and now the players want to do it. Well, you can't. You are you can bet on anything else. But it is so hard, I'm sure, that if you are a gambler and if you have a problem, which I'm sure Jontay Porter has a gambling problem, okay? There's no way he would do this if he wasn't struggling to stop. Because I refuse to believe that he thought nobody would flag this. Because who's putting $80,000 on this bet? Now you get into a spot where the leagues have to pivot and they have to say, we are banning you because you were associated with gambling. The NFL has had this problem. The NFL suspended good players for an entire year for gambling. This is a problem, and it's going to be a problem, and I think it's going to become more of a problem in the future. You can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. This wasn't a big problem. Now, you had your other problems like, you know, illegal bookies and gambling. Everybody knows the Pete Rose story. Gambling wasn't legal then, all over the place. You also couldn't do it on your phone wherever you want, whenever you want. But we had that Pete Rose situation. So, you know, gambling has always been a problem. But now that it's being promoted and there are sponsors, everybody wants a piece of the pie. But the players can't have that slice. And that's the situation we have now. In addition, from January through March of 2024, Porter placed at least 13 bets on NBA games using an associate's online betting account. The bets ranged in size from $15 to $22,000 for a total of $54,094. The total payout from these bets was $76,059, resulting in a net earnings of $21,965. Now, none of those bets involved any game in which Porter played. All of them were multi-game parlays, including the one, the Raptors game, in which Porter bet, but the Raptors lost. Also, all of the parlays lost in that one. And here it is, the kicker. The suspicious bets involving Porter's performance in the Raptors' March 20th game were brought to the NBA's attention by a licensed sports betting operation and an organization that monitors legal betting markets. There are people whose job it is to sit down and say, who's betting on what? Why are people putting this bet here? Why is there an 80? That is weird. There's an 80,000 Jontay Porter bet. You weren't getting away with this one. And now you're banned indefinitely. It's unfortunate. It is. We got one more segment. We're going to talk NHL and NASCAR in that segment. So stay tuned. Man, what a night in hockey last night. A lot of controversy. Whew. We'll be back. Final segment on this Wednesday. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Scoreboard. We're back after this.
Keep it right here. We'll have more of The Scoreboard with Joe Berg in just a moment from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. It's The Scoreboard with your host, sports director Joe Berg, on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Back on The Scoreboard. 844 Studio 4, that's the phone number. I was looking something up during the break because there's the story from today about the NCAA approving a new transfer rule that allows immediate eligibility for any player that transfers. And I found my old recruiting profile. That was interesting. Maybe one day we'll go through the old recruiting profile and you'll see what the thoughts were on this guy right here. Oh, that was fun. It just came up. It just popped up. It was like, hey, here's your recruiting profile. I was like, what? That's mine. Anyway, 844 Studio 4, 844-788. 3464. I almost forgot for a second. Let's talk NHL. Let's talk a little NHL because last night was, it was fun. Fun is the word that I'm going to use because it was. A lot of games regarding who is going to be playing who in the playoffs. Biggest games of the night were the Washington Capitals versus the Philadelphia Flyers and the Detroit Red Wings versus the Montreal Canadiens. Now, I told you what the situation was. If Washington wins, they make the playoffs and everybody else is eliminated. That being the Penguins, the Flyers, and the Red Wings. Philadelphia, in order to have a chance to make the playoffs, would have had to win that game in regulation. Detroit also needed to win, and tonight, Pittsburgh would have needed to win. Everybody needed to win, and everybody else needed to lose if you wanted to get in, basically. Unless the Washington Capitals won their game. And they did, a 2-1 final score, but it wasn't without a little bit of controversy. Detroit was on the road against Montreal. If Detroit got a single point in that game against Montreal, no matter what Philadelphia did, Philadelphia would be eliminated. Well, going into a minute to go in the game, Detroit was down 4-3 against Montreal. And with 3 seconds remaining in the game, 3 seconds, I mean saving your season. There's no other way to put it. 3 seconds left with your backs against the wall. You put it in the net. You get that 1 point you need to go to the playoffs. That eliminated the Philadelphia Flyers immediately. About 45 seconds to a minute after Detroit tied the game in Montreal, the Philadelphia Flyers, who were in a 1-1 game late in the third period, pulled their goaltender. Because the only way for Philly to make the playoffs was to win in regulation. And I told you this yesterday. If they're tied late in the third, the Flyers are going to pull their goalie and try to win in regulation. Because that's what they absolutely have to do. Not knowing that a few, that a minute early, and I mean a minute, I refuse to believe that the word got down to the Flyers bench this quick while they were in play. It's not like there was a whistle and a commercial. No, the play was ongoing. Detroit scores to tie the game and give them the 1 point they need to have a chance, eliminates the Flyers. The Flyers pull their goaltender to try to win, not knowing what happened with Detroit. And the Capitals put in the game-winning goal during that empty net, or during that empty net session, eliminating everyone. It was an absolutely insane turn of events. It went from, okay, Detroit's going to be out, and we'll see what happens with Washington and Philadelphia, too. Oh, my goodness, to Detroit, and then, oh, no, Washington's got it. All in the snap of a finger. And I was browsing social media, and I see a lot of NHL talk on my social media, and people were upset with the Flyers. They were, why did you pull the goaltender? You never could have known you were going to make it. You basically eliminated the Penguins and the Flyers and the Red Wings by pulling your goalie. And I mean, yeah, but they didn't know. There's no way. I refuse to believe it. There's no way they knew. So they pull their goalie, they score, everybody's done. And my comment on that is, if you didn't want to get eliminated, maybe you should have won some more games in the regular season. You have 82 of them. Why are you saving it for the end of the season to make the playoffs? And this goes all the way back to what I've been telling you every time we talk about the start of a new season. You absolutely have to get off on the right foot. Because it makes it that much easier when you start to struggle. Because maybe if you get out to that good start and play decent the rest of the way, you will have built up enough of a gap to where you're locked into the playoffs late in the season and you don't have to worry. Look at what Carolina did. They're locked in. They don't have to worry. They lost last night. We don't even care. I mean, they could have won and it wouldn't have mattered. Nothing changes. But for Boston, Detroit, Washington, Philadelphia, you just got to win a little bit more games during the season. It's not that hard. You play 82 of them. Every point matters in the NHL, and that proves it right there. So it's set on the East. Here's how things shake out. First of all, before we talk about the Metro, in the Atlantic, things changed last night. The Bruins lost their final two games of the season, whereas the Florida Panthers won their last four. That was just enough for the Florida Panthers to jump ahead of the Boston Bruins in the Atlantic Conference. So here's how the playoff matchups in the East are going to roll out. The Florida Panthers are going to play the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Boston Bruins are going to play the Toronto Maple Leafs. Winner of those two series will play each other. The New York Rangers will be playing the Washington Capitals. The Carolina Hurricanes will play the New York Islanders. Same thing, the winner of those series will play each other in round two. For Carolina, that final loss of the season, it doesn't matter to them. They were never going to steal the Metropolitan Division away from the Rangers, who clinched it on Monday. They also would not be playing with home ice advantage if it ends up being a round two matchup between Carolina and the New York Rangers. Carolina's going to have to go through two New York teams. That's all I know. They got to go through the Islanders, and then they're probably going to have to go through the Rangers. Although the Capitals in the final few months of the season started to figure it out, the only thing that concerns me is that goal differential, 37. They have been outscored in the year by 37. Yeah, it's rough. Everybody else is positive, except for the Islanders, who just are lucky to be there. They're happy to be there. The NASCAR Cup Series heads to Talladega this weekend, and I'm excited. It's always one of the best races of the year, and I'm not mad with the new package for Super Speedways. I think it's decent. I still say that the 2020 season had the best Super Speedway package that we have ever seen. And it's sad because of what happened in the 500 that year with Ryan Newman going up on his lid, getting hit in the A-post, going to the hospital, made NASCAR change the package so that they didn't hit 200 miles an hour going into the corners. But still, that was the best package I've ever seen. It was my favorite, at least. So the betting odds for this Sunday at Talladega, first of all, like I said, it's like March Madness. You're never going to predict the winner of Talladega unless you get incredibly lucky. William Byron, Ryan Blaney, and Brad Keselowski all have the best odds plus 1,000 to win at Dega. Then it's Joey Logano, Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott at plus 1,100 to win at Talladega. And there you go. Those are the DraftKings betting odds brought to you by NASCAR. Nobody knows who's going to win. So you're not gonna have anybody say, hey, I'm standing out as the favorite this weekend. That doesn't happen at Talladega. Maybe it used to, but in today's day and age where anybody can win at any point, doesn't matter. You don't know who's going to win Talladega until you cross the line for the final time. That's when you know who's going to win because they already won. All right, let's get one thing in for this day in sports history before we end the day. On this day, 1947, Jackie Robinson gets his first major league hit. This would be a good trivia question. What was his first major league hit? It was a single. It was a bunt for a single. Also in 1951, Mickey Mantle started his first career game. And Julius Erving on this day in 1987 became the third NBA player to score 30,000 points. That is some of the things that happened on this day in sports history. Thanks everyone for tuning in today. It was a wonderful day. Love hearing from you, the listeners. And thanks as always for the support and the listen. You are appreciated. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a good night, everyone.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Morrisville, North Charlotte.